And KVGC News Time, 8 minutes after the hour. Here's what's going on for a Thursday, final day, the month of April for 2020. Well, Calaveras fire crews led by CAL FIRE rolled to a reported escape debris burn in the Campo Seco area yesterday afternoon. According to CAL FIRE dispatch in San Andreas, the fire, first reported around 1 o'clock, burned about half an acre off of Buckboard Lane with no structures threatened. Fire units had the fire contained just before 4, and the property owner was given a warning and educated on the proper burning safety.
Well, the latest daily update for COVID-19 released yesterday shows still 8 total confirmed cases here in Amador County of 453 tests. So again, 453 people have been tested, 8 cases confirmed of those, 7 are now recovered. 4 of the 8 cases, female, 4 male, 4 Jackson residents, 2 Ione resident, 1 Pine Grove, and 1 Sutter Creek resident. Those, again, the areas of the impacted. Now, surrounding areas, Calaveras still at 13 confirmed cases, Tuolumne at 4. Now, an infectious illness such as COVID-19 can be extremely stressful. It is common to feel overwhelmed, anxious, even afraid. You may also experience other symptoms such as trouble sleeping. Well, coping tips can help reduce your stress and manage the situation. Check out a few websites here. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has some very helpful coping tips. Also, suicidepreventionlifeline.org or mayoclinichealthsystem.org.
And on Wednesday, Calaveras Public Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda released his first amended order relating to outdoor exercise activities. While the order emphasizes that residents should continue to shelter in place and non-essential public and private gatherings of any size or type are prohibited, the order specifically allows groups of no more than 4 residents who are not members of the same household to access certain recreational opportunities at the same time, as long as they maintain social distancing of 6 feet or more. It also recommends wearing masks or facial coverings that cover nose and mouth while doing so. Activities now allowed are walking, hiking, bicycling on roads, paths, parks, and greenbelt acres. Now, this also includes recreational riding of personal motorized off-road vehicles, use of non-commercial privately owned watercraft, hunting and fishing, equestrian activities, golf, and disc golf. Now, where vehicle parking is allowed, congregating is not, and social distancing of 6 feet or more must be maintained at all times. It's not yet clear when the order might trigger the opening of public gates and parking areas under state or private management, such as Calaveras Big Trees, Pardee, New Maloney's, or PG&E facilities.
Well, today, CAL FIRE Amador El Dorado unit scheduled to continue with the ongoing prescribed burning in the Pine Acres Veg Management Project. The goal is to treat up to 18 acres of brush, leaf litter, and timber understory mid-slope around the Mount Zion lookout. Dependent on weather, smoke conditions, and approval by the Amador County Air District, crews will start burning at approximately 9 a.m. until approximately 3 p.m. Now, smoke becomes too heavy or weather conditions create a condition creating undue risk. Measures are in place to stop the operation. Now, in addition to providing a fuel break in and around the community of Pine Acres, the Pine Acres Veg Management Project will also help keep clear the area around the lookout for renovations to continue. Now, Unit Chief Scott Lindgren is committed to the restoration and reopening and operation of the Mount Zion lookout, with the goal of staffing the lookout with trained volunteers during the summer of 2020 to help spot fires more quickly.
And the Amador Sheriff's Office has introduced the online citizen police reporting system. While reporting crimes has relied heavily on phone calls, there's now another way for residents to report. Now, it's important to note that dialing 911 will always be the best and quickest way for law enforcement to respond to an emergency. But according to Sergeant Mark Hamm, the new reporting system was in the works for a while, but because of the pandemic, Deputies created this new platform to mitigate the need to physically respond. The online system is set to handle reports of property damage, lost property, telephone harassment, thefts, and minor vehicle accidents. Sergeant Hamm continued to say the deputies will still take calls and respond as needed for investigations. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.